Ladies, did you know that your ability to live and feel authentically feminine is connected to your sexual power? Gentlemen, have you ever wondered what's behind those days when she seems to shine from within? If you answered yes to either of those questions, stay tuned for The O Spot with best-selling romance author Rachel Kenley and get to the source of your power so you are living a life of greater connection and joy.
Good evening, happy Wednesday, and welcome to September. Can you believe it? Welcome to the O Spot. I'm your host, Rachel Kenley. It is September 2nd, 2015. Somehow, that summer that we had been looking forward to for so long here in the Northeast just disappeared. And Halloween stuff is in the stores, and my Facebook feed is flooded with mostly smiling faces of friends of children of friends going back to school. It's actually quite nice to see. And since these are people I've known for so long, it's amazing how much everybody has grown up. Fortunately, we parents are not getting any older whatsoever. Nope, not at all. So here we are in September. Actually, we're having hot, hot, hot weather up here in New England. So much for September and fall. It's definitely not here just yet, which is okay. So this is the start of our Labor Day weekend, and my family's coming into town tomorrow, which is something my kids and I always look forward to. My son's actually, my older son spent this typical first day of school playing golf with his father. He's like, yeah, can you put a picture of that up? I could, but I won't. The joys of homeschooling. I said, yes, you're going out to practice physics. That's what, you know, golf is a lot about physics. It's like billiards that way. You need physics and geometry and lots of other fun science. Oh, and I think you may need trigonometry if you wanted to really do the math of pool. But my big news, my oh my, this week is that my book, Her Beastly Stepbrother, has gone to my publisher, Riverdale Avenue Books. And I am very, very, very excited about that. The publisher there, Lori Perkins, I've known her for years. She published The Glass Stiletto and many others of mine that actually have come out of publication and I'm redoing and I'm going to make them better and longer. She came to me and said, look, stepbrothers are this new popular niche in erotic and in romance. Would you be willing to turn your fairy tale eye to them? Now, you guys all know how much I love my fairy tales. So I thought, well, you know, why not? And, you know, let's see, the reason that stepbrothers are enticing as a thought is because it sounds forbidden, but they're not really. And that can be a good thing. It can be a helpful thing. But so I thought, you know, why would I do something on stepbrothers? And I decided that it's because what I wanted to explore was a relationship that had been fairly long lasting and had become love, a different kind of love. These are characters, and there are five more coming in this series, ladies and gentlemen. The next one is going to be Her Beastly Stepbrother is set actually in a contemporary world, actually here in New England, in Rockport, Massachusetts. And the next one, her stepbrother, the wolf, is going to be Little Red Riding Hood, and that's going to be set in a more fairy tale, magical realm. But in all the cases, in all the books and all the stories I'm going to retell, the heroine has known the stepbrother for a long time. They've been a part of their lives. So what happens when somebody who knew you as a child, who knew you in childhood, when that relationship changes, when somebody who knows you so well now loves you or you love them, what kinds of challenges does that pose? What types of problems does it create? And what kind of, I don't know, I guess potential joy even can it bring? That's maybe different from other other relationships. So her Beasley stepbrother will be coming out later this month. I promise to let you know as soon as I have a date. And I also promise that I'm going to talk to Lori Perkins about having her on the show, because she is awesome. And she is somebody who not only believes in the power of our sexual being and all of that, but, you know, she proudly talks of us as, you know, those of us who are, you know, the feminist smut peddlers and those of us who just really are fighting in some ways. Sometimes feels like a fight, fighting for this ability to be sexual creatures without being, you know, typified. Those, the things called mommy porn and stuff like that, which we all hate. And so I would love for you guys all to quote unquote meet her here. I think you'd like her very, very much. So that's part of my, oh my. It's really exciting when you write something new. It's novella length, by the way. It's a little over 20,000 words. It's going to come out on Amazon, you know, electronically, probably for like $2.99. So, and then by the third book, maybe we'll give the first one away for free, fun things like that. So, I hope you'll check it out when I tell you more about it, when I know the release date. So I'm always honest with you guys here. It's one of the things that, that matters to me, being able to tell you, my listeners, kind of what's going on for me. Because when I do that, I get the chance to stop and really look at what I'm feeling. And right now, I'm going through something with a friend. I'm not going through it, she is. But because we're so close, you know, I can't help but be deeply affected by this. And right now, as I wrote to a friend earlier, I'm in this odd position of feeling on the verge of tears and on the verge of killing somebody. This combination of my heart breaking and feeling so much anger and fury at the same time, that the dichotomy is incredibly intense and very, very powerful. And I don't quite know. I don't quite know. Oh my gracious. What to do with it. Or how to deal with it. And I can't even say that there's an answer. Oh yeah, do this. Oh yeah, do that. Eat this. Take two of these and call me in the morning. Drink this. Read that. Listen to this. Part of me actually would love to go back. Do you remember the show I did a few weeks ago? If you didn't hear it, go back and check my archives. But I did one all on the songs that just empower me and bring me to life and energize me. And I feel like there's a part of me that just is like, can we just do all those songs again over and over so that I can hear them and enjoy them and get re-energized by them? Because at the moment, I feel anything but. It's hard. And, you know, this is in some ways part of being a woman. It's part of having relationships with other people. It's part of having connection. People who want to be hermits, you know, that's the appeal. You don't have to go through these roller coasters of emotions and connections and needs and stuff. So, from my deepest, most honest place, that's where I am right now. And unfortunately, this also all came tumbling about, about half an hour ago. in the last hour. So, of course, everything I was thinking of sharing with you and the stuff I had prepared to talk about, I feel like I can't even wrap my lips around it. it's going to come across not rehearsed, but sort of fake and not connected, because it's not connected to what I'm feeling. And I don't even know what would connect to what I'm feeling. And I don't doubt that many of you have had this as well. So I did what any good librarian's daughter would do. And I also reached out to what has worked for finding things for me in the past, and that's the TED Talks. And so I did find this wonderful talk that, I don't know, something about it kind of speaks to me. And since I'm so tongue-tied, I'm going to let her do like 20-something minutes of, about 20 minutes of speaking. I don't know how familiar all of you are with the playwright and activist Eve Ensler. That's E-V-E, and Ensler is E-N-S-L-E-R. She's a Tony Award-winning playwright. She performs her own work. She is an activist, and she's probably best known for a book she wrote, which was also performed, called The Vagina Monologues, which has been translated into over 48 languages and performed in over 140 countries. Could you imagine what some of those countries must have thought of something called The Vagina Monologues? Anyway, she has this wonderful TED Talk about embracing your inner girl. And I think sometimes being able to go back to that simplest time, which was hopefully joyous for us. I know it's not for everybody. In fact, that's part of what's going on right now. But her talk is about girls who have overcome adversity and violence and reveals some astonishing strength. So come on back, I'll tell you more about Eve, and we'll get to hear her talk here on the O-Spot on OM Times Radio.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
September 23rd, September 23rd, September 23rd. Mark that down on your calendar. Put it in your phone. Whatever you do, circle that date. 9 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. Yes, it is the return of the Joe Show. We will come back live with season 9. Wow, 9 seasons. I can only think of 4. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Salt, pepper, oregano, and thyme. No. Anyways, we don't have that much time. We're going to be back live September 23rd. Don't forget, 9 p.m. Eastern here on OM Times Radio.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello again. This is Rachel Kenley, and you're listening to the O-Spot on OM Times Radio. Well, welcome back to our second half. Now, the next few part sections, we do the oh yes and the oh no. Actually, I think I do oh yes. I do oh no first, and then I do oh yes. So, but I'm going to stray a little tonight because I'm just blah, in a place like that. All right. So let me tell you a little bit more about Eve Ensler. In 2004, this is from her website, by the way, eveensler.org, about Eve. In 2004, Ensler performed her play The Good Body on Broadway in New York City, and it was followed by a 20-city national tour in 2005. In 2006, she released Insecure at Last, a political memoir, and in that same year, she also co-edited A Memory, a Monologue, a Rant, and a Prayer, an anthology of writings about violence against women. In February 2010, I Am an Emotional Creature, The Secret Life of Girls Around the World, was released by Random House and made the New York Times bestseller list. In August of 2010, Emotional Creature was first workshopped at New York Stage and Film at Vassar College, and the show was recently workshopped in Johannesburg, South Africa, followed by Paris and France. The show premiered at the United States at the Berkeley Repertory and then moved off-Broadway. In the summer of 2010, Endler's play Here was filmed live by Sky Television in London. And her other plays include Mango, The Treatment, Necessary Targets, Conviction, Ladies, Lemonade, The Depot, Floating Rhoda, and The Clue Man. I gotta look that one up. Extraordinary Measures, and Reef and Particle. In the spring of 2013, she released her newest book, In the Body of the World, a visionary memoir of the separation and connection to the body, the self, and the world, published by Metropolitan Books. She has several film credits, including an HBO version of The Vagina Monologues. She has written numerous articles for The Guardian, Huffington Post, Washington Post, Putney Reader, and more. She was awarded the 2011 Isabel Stevenson Tony Award, which recognizes an individual from the theater community who has made a substantial contribution of volunteer time and effort on behalf of humanitarianism, social service, or in charitable organizations. Her other awards include a Guggenheim Fellowship in Playwriting and an OBE, in addition to a number of honorary degrees. And OBE is the Tony Awards for Off-Broadway. Today, the Vagina Monologues, let me back up. Ensler's experience performing the Vagina Monologues inspired her to create V-Day, a global activist movement to stop violence against women and girls. She's devoted her life to stopping violence, envisioning a planet in which women and girls would be free to thrive rather than merely survive. Today, V-Day raises funds and awareness through benefit productions of Ensler's play, The Vagina Monologues, and other artistic works. In 2013, over 5,800 V-Day benefits took place, and to date, the movement has raised over $100 million, educated millions about the issue of violence against women and the efforts to end it, crafted international education, media, PSA campaigns, reopened shelters, and funded over 13,000 community-based anti-violence programs and safe houses. The reason I'm reading you her full bio, and by the way, it goes on from here, is that I want you to notice that what started as her passion, something she cared about, she gave it voice. She gave it a platform. She put it out into the world. Now, she put it out into the world in a big way. She put it on a stage in New York City. That's pretty big. But I can tell you, as somebody who writes books, it feels that way sometimes, that we're putting out this great, this important, this feeling, this passion, this, in some cases, story, and in some cases, purpose, into the world. And we want it to catch on with others. We want it to catch fire. And Eve has been doing this now, it's 15 years from the looks, close to 15 years, well over 10. And she's been guided by this passion. And she takes what she's good at, which is performance and writing, and this passion and this purpose, and she puts them all together, and now she is reaching millions of people. Millions and millions of people. So I want you to be thinking about the people who have said to you, oh, no, it's important, you know, that you, there's nothing you can do about that, or that's too big an ideal, or that's not a big deal. Come on, I want to change the world through sexual empowerment of women. It's actually related to what Eve does, but it took me a long time to be willing and able to say that because people said, oh, no. I said, oh, no, to myself. Kind of sucks. And now I don't. I'm definitely on the OES part of my life. I want you to have that. I want you to look at the places where people told you, oh no, oh don't, be quiet. That's silly. Don't stop. Try something else. That's embarrassing. That's wrong. All the places you were not intentionally shamed, but that's how it felt. That's how it played out for you. Go back to those things that you wanted to do before somebody said that and look at them. And then look at what you're good at. If it's writing, write a book, write a play, write a YouTube series. If it's singing, sing it. If it's art, make it. If it's dance, if it's engineering, it doesn't. I always pick the arts because that's what I'm familiar with. But it could be and can be and should be anything. Find what you were passionate about. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so sorry. I had an internet problem. My internet like beeped out and I'm at home. When I'm at the Muse Salon, that's been known to happen. And it's one of the reasons why I haven't gone there, but I apologize for that. We interrupt this program for technical difficulties. Oh my gracious. There was nothing wrong with your radio. If there had been, you would have been okay. Enough for enough. Rachel. Okay. Here we go. Eve Ensler, Embrace Your Inner Girl. In this passionate talk, Eve Ensler declares that there is a girl cell, I love that, in all of us, a cell that we have all been taught to suppress. She tells heartfelt stories of girls around the world who have overcome shocking adversity and violence to reveal the astonishing strength of being a girl. So, oh spot listeners, I present to you Eve Ensler, Embrace Your Inner Girl, filmed November 2009 in India. You know you want to hear more about the girl's cell. Come back after the break. We'll hear the rest of Eve's amazing presentation here on the O-Spot on Om Times Radio.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine receiving healing, vibration-raising energy as you listen to the radio. Energy that flows effortlessly to you. Imagine exploring all things metaphysical, sharing in an ongoing adventure. Join me, Karen Smoot, along with my co-hosts Lisa Victorson and Wendy Weber for Immersion into Source every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Om Radio.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to the O-Spot. I am still your host. I am still Rachel Kenley, and I am still completely, like, wiggy tonight. All right, let's go back to Eve Ensler, Embracing Your Inner Girl. And I know she talks about some of the negative first, about how girls are and how we as women are taught to be anything but girl-like, and that's what boys are taught as well. So, or it's devalued. Anyway, like I said, I'm tongue-tied tonight. So let's go back to Eve, and she can say it a whole lot better than I can.
We are so accustomed to robbing girls of the subject of being the subjects of. Developing world, as well as in the whole world, the future of humanity. And if girls are in trouble because they face systematic disadvantages that keep them where society wants them to be, including lack of access to healthcare, education, healthy foods, labor force participation, the burden of all the household tasks, you. To overcome situations and to move on levels, to me, is mind-blowing. And there's a girl named Dorcas, and I just met her in Kenya, and Dorcas is 15 years old, and she was trained in self-defense. And a few months ago, she was picked up on the street by three older men. They kidnapped her. They put her in a car. And through her self-defense, she grabbed her adult apple, she punched them in the eyes, and she got herself free and out of the car. In Kenya, in August, I went to visit one of Vida's safe houses for girls, a house we opened 7 years ago with an amazing woman named Agnes Pereo. Agnes was a woman who was cut when she was a little girl. She was female genitally mutilated. And she made a decision, as many women do across this planet, that what was done to her would not be enforced and done to other women and girls. So for years, Agnes walked through the Rift Valley. She taught girls what a healthy vagina looked like and what a mutilated vagina looked like. And in that time, she saved many girls. And when we met her, we asked her what we could do for her. And she said, well, if you got me a Jeep, I could get around a lot faster. So we got her a Jeep. And then she saved 4,500 girls. And then we asked her, okay, what else do you need? And she said, well, now I need a house. So 7 years ago, Agnes built the first V-Day safe house in Narok, Kenya, in the Maasai land. And it was a house where girls could run away. They could save their clitoris. They wouldn't be cut. They could go to school. And in the years that Agnes has had the house, she has changed the situation there. She has literally become deputy mayor. She's changed the rules. The whole community has bought into what she's doing. When we were there, she was doing a ritual where she reconciles girls who have run away with their families. And there was a young girl named Jacqueline. Jacqueline was 14 years old, and she was in her Maasai family. And there's a drought in Kenya. And so cows are dying, and cows are the most valued possession. And Jacqueline overheard her father talking to an old man about how he was about to sell her for the cows. And she knew that meant she would be cut. She knew that meant she wouldn't go to school. She knew that meant she wouldn't have a future. She knew she would have to marry that old man when she was 14. So one afternoon, she had heard about the safe house. Jacqueline left her father's house, and she walked for 2 days, through Maasai land. She slept with the hyenas. She hid at night. She imagined her father killing her on one hand and Mama Agnes greeting her with the hope that she would greet her when she got to the house. And when she got to the house, she was greeted, and Agnes took her in, and Agnes loved her, and Agnes supported her for the year, and she went to school, and she found her voice, and she found her identity, and she found her heart. And then her time was ready when she had to go back to talk to her father about the reconciliation after a year. And I had the privilege of being in the hut when she was reunited with her father and reconciled. And in that hut, we walked in, and her father and his four wives were sitting there, and her sisters, who had just returned because they had all fled when she had fled, and her primary mother, who had been beaten in standing up for her with the elders. And when her father saw her and saw who she had become in her full girl self, he threw her arms around her. He broke down crying. And he said, "You are beautiful. You have grown into a gorgeous woman. We will not cut you. And I give you my word here and now, we will not cut your sisters either." And what she said to him was, "You were willing to sell me for 4 cows and a calf and some blankets, but I promise."
Time for our last break as we go in and have our final section of the OSPA on Open Times Radio.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Welcome back to the final section of the O-Spot. I'm your host, Rachel Kenley. At least I'm pretty sure I am. We've all had those days, and I hope you understand and sympathize. I have to tell you, if what happened tonight had happened even 24 hours ago, I probably would have asked our producer to put on a repeat. Because I don't think that I don't think I could have done this show. But it feels good to be with all of you. And I apologize. I actually got some messages saying that Eve's talk was kind of fading in and out. And so I don't know exactly why that was happening. I tried to make it work. It started to work again. So if you have hung in with me this long, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I'm not going to finish her talk because I'm afraid it's going to do that again. But you can find it on the TED Talk website and look up Eve Ensler. And then you will find what you need. So here we are for 10 more minutes. I don't even know what to tell you guys. How sad is that? Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to YouTube. I'm going to find a song for us to feel good about. When did Google change their image, their logo at the top there? I don't like it. I like the old Google top. Okay, that's not fair. I know, but randomness. All right. How about Shake It Off, ladies and gentlemen? How about a little Taylor Swift for feeling a little better?
Shake it off, shake it off. 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 Shake it
In the video to this. I don't know if you can hear me. Hold on a second. Let me plug things back in here. Can you hear me now? Have you guys ever seen the video for this? It's wonderful in so many different ways. First of all, she looks great. Okay, first of all. Second of all, she went and found all different types of dancers. And the best, from ballet to hip hop and street and whatchamacallit, cheerleaders and modern dancers and a couple of like really funky in between. I'm not even sure what they are or what they do, but she can't do it. She can't keep up. She can do some of the things and she looks good in all of the outfits. And I'm back for like 3 minutes. Oh my gosh, everybody. I am so sorry. Apparently my internet is having a night too. In the grand scheme of law of attraction and bringing into your life where you are and how you are, apparently I'm also attracting technological difficulties. So if I pop out one more time, I probably won't be able to get back in time to tell you all goodnight that my oh wow is that you should shake it off. I don't know if where I am right now I'm going to be able to do it quite as easily as I wish I could. Sometimes those songs that you can just dance to and being aware that, you know what, you can't do everything. Not even Taylor Swift can do everything. She is not a ballerina. She is not, you know, those great, great dancers that she has in her video. And I love that she owned that with that wonderful with that video. And she tries to keep up with them, which is really kind of cute. And she tries to learn from them. And I think she did. And I guess that's sort of that last piece that I want to bring, is that there are so many places to learn and be aware of. I posted on Facebook before my show started how I was feeling. And while Eve was talking, I admit to checking via my phone how the responses. And I was kind of vague, and yet I've gotten some responses that really matter, that really mean something to me, that I know will help. And it's actually reminded me of a few people who I wouldn't have thought of to call. And now I will, which feels really good to know that these folks are out there, that like people who understand, who've been through this. And that's one of the things I'm trying to bring to you here tonight, is that whatever we're going through, there are people who get it. And feel free to get in touch with me. I haven't mentioned it recently, but you can find me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/author Rachel Kenley. You can also find me at /theospotwithrachel, and you can email me directly at rachelkenley@gmail.com. And I'd be happy to hear from you, talk with you, chat with you, listen to you, and know what's going on for you. We're a big community, and the more we can take advantage of that, the better. So I've made it to the end of my hour. All right, it wasn't my best show, everybody, but thank you for being with me and for letting me be where I am and who I am, because I wish that for you. I'm Rachel Kenley for The O-Spot and Om Times Radio. Good night.